Hi guys, just a quick boo. Wanted to share something with you that I posted on Facebook. I've been posting a bit on there actually. I'm actually going to show you all, for those who don't follow me on Facebook, which some of you don't. Well, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close that door. I'm using the iPad for this because, it's just something which we need to do. Get rid of that wretched Dyson vacuum cleaner of my mum's. That thing's louder than loud. Right, I'm going to start back at the initial post that I posted. I'm not going to bother reading all the comments, but I'm going to start at the original post.
Oh, it's recording.
And we will read up through the posts, and you guys will get to see exactly what's going on. This is going to broadcast it to those who don't know me on Facebook, but you want to see what's happening. Right, I'm going to go and get this post up now. I'm going to show you what I... Let's open this.
Christian Wahyo, Saturday at...
Right.
Valerie Arlene Alp, Christian Wahyo, Friday, Christian Wahyo, Christian Wahyo, Monday at Christian
Wahyo. Right, here we are.
Saturday at...
Nope.
Christian Wahyo, Monday at 12. Fit Christian Wahyo, Monday at 18. Third containers, headings. Character words. Lines. Speech rate. 25%.
Well, I'm going to read it like this.
Christian Wahyo, Monday at 18:30. Shared with... public. Well, guys, after some very serious happenings, and generally feeling down for a long time, but me being too stupid to realize what effect this could have, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I think it's time to do something about this mess. There are some people who I don't have on here anymore that I want to see what I am about to write, so you guys who have these people on your Facebook, please share this post so it gets to where it matters. This last few months, or maybe even years, I don't really know, I've been feeling increasingly down. Before I met Sam, when I lived in Hereford, or maybe even before this time, I would go on a downer from time to time, but something would always come up and I could, if I really pushed myself, bounce out of this hole I was in. But since last year, after Sam left, the hole has been getting increasingly harder to bounce out of, and, sadly, I've said things and done things that have upset a lot of people. Because I was feeling down, sometimes, I would make mountains out of molehills, and make a small trivial thing bigger than it needed to be. This happened last week, a couple of times, in Scotland, and people pointed it out to me, and said what I was doing, but I couldn't understand it very well. I've also noticed that I am finding it increasingly difficult to motivate myself in the morning. Lily Bird is the reason why I even bother getting up. If I didn't have her, or other friends online to talk to, I probably wouldn't get up. This, I have to say, is the worst post I have ever had to write, but I must do it. I think I may be suffering from depression that has probably been around for years, and I have done nothing about it. Thing is, it's about time that I did. So tomorrow I'm off to the doctor's to see what can be done about this rather grave situation I am in. Please, guys, share this post for me so that it gets to the ones that I need it to get to. There are people I have lost from my life, and I want them all, as well as you all, to see how serious this issue has become. Something has to give, and having been talking to someone I am close to, the decision was reached today that I need to act on this and stop burying my head in the sand, as I have done for the last age and a half. I promise that I will update more, and if I do update on this subject, please share it, not only to get this message to the friends I have lost, but what I am going through may help someone else in a similar position as myself. So please share, comment, and support me in the way friends do, and I will keep you all up to date on the happenings. First thing tomorrow, I am booking an emergency appointment at the doctor's, and we'll take it from there. I'll keep you posted, guys. Stay strong, stay safe, and most importantly, keep your heads up.
Right, so...
Christian Wahyo, Tuesday at 9:20. Shared with public. Well, guys, I did promise you an update, about to head off to the doctor's. I'll find out if I am ready for the scrapyard or if I can be saved from the crusher lol. Seriously, I'll find out what can be done, and report back later when I find out more. Christian Wahyo, Tuesday at 11:24. Shared with public. Well, back now, on a low tablet dosage, for a month. We'll see what comes out of that. Further action probably need to be taken, but you'll find out more as soon as I do. Christian Wahyo, Tuesday at... Christian Wahyo shared Paula Hobley's post. Christian Wahyo, yesterday at 10:04. Shared with public. Well, guys, took the first tablet last night. Oh, boy, did it ever make me feel blah this morning.
So, that's where we're at now.
Christian Wahyo, yesterday at 14:14. Shared with public. Well, I don't have much to say. Feeling slightly better than I did this morning. Still very sad about what happened last week and that I'm now a friend less. But I've just got to keep going forward and build myself up to what I used to be many years back. Possibly before 2006 when I lost my dear gran. Christian Wayo, 15 minutes. Shared with public. Morning, guys. This could end up being possibly the most complicated post I have ever posted here. But I want to explain stuff that I've not done as of yet. Someone on here a few days ago posted a comment to one of my posts, and they said I was procrastinating, whatever the hell that means. I think it means that I said I was going to do something and then didn't. I knew I had issued, but didn't appear to do anything about them. Well, this post will explain exactly the reason why this was. Basically, it was controlled by one very simple and real thing. Fear. Why? I hear you ask. Well, I guess I was afraid that people would judge me for admitting there was something wrong, and when it came to telling them it was depression, I didn't know what sort of reception I would get. So, I put it off, and kept putting it off for years, because, stupidly, I thought I could get myself through it and conquer it on my own. Sadly, that failed in spectacular style. As a result of all of that, I grew more and more down, and did and said things I regret. The thing is, I became someone I didn't want to be. Someone I shouldn't have become. Sometimes, though, you just have to accept the fact that there is something wrong, and do something with it. As you can now see, I have done something, and will continue to do something. I know it's not going to be easy, that is for sure. I had the advantage of seeing a decent doctor the other day who knew exactly what to do, and how to go about things. I know it's not gonna be textbook perfect how things go from here, and I know there will probably be bumps along the way. But at least, I'm doing something about it now. It's tough, very tough, and I appreciate the support of all of you who have commented, and all of those who haven't, but have stuck by me throughout all of this fine mess. I hope you guys understand this post, and I hope that one day, things will return to what I once used to be many years back. One like, one comment, like, double tap with two fingers to interact with this story.
Right. So there you go. I've got a comment on that by the look of it. So now you've seen what's going on. I know that's taken a fair load of this post, but seriously, guys, I just had to show you that because there was a couple of posts I posted that were not relevant to it, so I skipped over them. There's one about Lilybird yesterday, as you can hear in the background, making all random noises. I still have a dog on my bed. Little faithful Bella, she's still there. She's been here for a while, actually. I'm sitting on the bed, I'm not in it. I'm just sitting on it. And, yeah, I'm sorry that took all the post. But, you now know what the deal is and what I'm prepared to do about it. You know. It's, it was a tough thing. It was tough to admit. Very tough to admit. But we done it. We done it. So, yeah. I'm going to keep marching on. Marching on was supposed to be a time where this was happening, but I thought I could do it on my own without any help, and it turns out actually, no. Not doable. But we're getting there. We will get there. And, yeah. So, yeah, it's not difficult to get what I've been trying to do. I know it's some people might think, yeah, right, you're just going to go back to the way you were, but you've seen now that I've taken the steps that I've taken. And, yeah, it took some serious doing. But I've done it, you know. So, yeah. It's just a case of going up further from here and just hoping that things work out more, you know. Some of you might not see this post, but I'm hoping that certain ones do and you guys get what I'm trying to do here. And I will speak to you all in a bit.